ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी. So Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, third chapter, text 17. This chapter is entitled as Pure Devotional Service. Ayur Harati Vai Pungsham Uddan Astam Cha Yan Asau Tasyarte Yatkshano Nita Uttama Shloka Bartaya Ayur Harati Vaipungsham Uddannashtam Chajannasau Tassarte Jatkshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vaipumsam Uddannastam Chajannasau Tassarte Jatkshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya Ayur Harati Vaipungsham Uddannastam Chadannasau Tassarte Jatkshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Ayu, duration of life. Harati, decreases. Vai, certainly. Pungsham, of the people. Uddan, rising. Astam, setting. Cha, also. Yan, moving. Asau, the sun. Tasya, of one who glorifies the Lord. Rite, except. Yat, by whom. Kshanaha, time. Nitaha, utilized. Uttama Shloka, the all good personality of Godhead. Bartaya, in the topics of. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes his time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide went for no man. So, the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized by realizing identification of spiritual values. Where's that noise? Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, activities, quality, pastime, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words: endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously act at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental message implies total realization. Such a fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all the other parts. This realization for a moment in association of pure devotees like Shukadev Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life. Inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smartha Shastras as quoted by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmana. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmana without Brahmanical qualification, the money is returned to the next life in the same proportion. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmana who is without Brahmanical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmana, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmana, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Vedaparaga, that is, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of the Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedaischa sarvair ahamevo vidya. Therefore, there is a guarantee of monies being returned is given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental message of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madhyama gatva punar janmana vidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ayur Harati Vaipungsham Uddan Nastam Chadan Nasau Tassarte Jat Krano Nita Uttamash Loko Bhartaya. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So yesterday we discussed through that verse that after Shukadeva Goswami elaborately instructed Parikshit Maharaj, in response to his question, that what is the ultimate goal of life? How the human form of life should be utilized? And the answer we got through that verse. Tasmat. He started the verse with the word tasmat, meaning therefore. So after he explained everything, now, therefore, what should be done? Shrotabhya kirtitabhascha. Shrotabhya. Shrotabhya means should be heard. Shruti means to hear. And shrotabhya means what should be heard. Just like we know the word kartabhya. Where's the word kartabhya coming from? Kri dhatu, to do. And kartabhya means what should be done. So similarly, shrotabhya should be heard. Kirtitabhya should be chanted. And smartabhya should be remembered. The transcendental activities and the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that respect, there are three things that are very, very important about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His activities, his qualities, and his instructions. When we hear about these three things, Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, what Krishna did, activities, and what are Krishna's qualities? Krishna's qualities are so expansive, so wonderful, so vast. All the good qualities are coming from Krishna. Like we find, one quality is bhakta vatsal. Krishna protects and maintains his devotees. Batsya, the word batsa means child, like go batsa, a child of a cow. And that batsal, the word batsal means one who protects like his own child. So bhakta vatsal means the Lord protects his devotees like his own children. When one takes shelter of Krishna, then Krishna takes full care of him. Another quality of Krishna, Krishna is very merciful. No matter how fallen, no matter how sinful, no matter how degraded we may have been, but if we approach Krishna and tell him, please, please forgive me for all my sinful activities, Krishna will say, okay. So this is how merciful Krishna is. Another quality of Krishna, he never forgets, especially when the devotee does something for him. No matter if it's a small little service, like even unknowingly, if we offer something to Krishna, Krishna will remember it. And Krishna will reward us for that. In the next life, we will be rewarded for that. Krishna will say, yeah, I remember you did that for me. We may have forgotten that we had ever done that, but Krishna never forgot. So although Krishna doesn't need anything, but when a devotee does something for Krishna, Krishna always remembers that and Krishna wants to reciprocate. Oh, you have done that to me. I am so thankful to you for that. And we have seen Krishna's instructions, so simple, yet so profound. Bhagavad Gita is so simple. Such beautiful way Krishna gave the instruction. Our main problem is identifying ourselves with the body. Our main problem is death. Our main problem is dealing with this material nature. If we consider these three things, like our fear of death, Krishna is telling her, you don't die. It's only your body that dies. Actually, the body dies because you left it. Isn't that the simple instruction Krishna gave in Bhagavad Gita? Because you left, the body died. You never die. Na jayate mriyate bakadacha. The soul is never born and the soul will never die. And Krishna is pointing out that our identity is you are a spirit soul. You are a spirit soul. And what's the relationship with the body? Jirnani vashangshi jatha vihaya. The body is like a dress. Do you feel bad? Do you feel devastated because you are changing your dirty cloth or old cloth? Rather, don't you feel relieved? Oh, what a riddance from this. And instead you are getting a new body, new dress. So similarly, the change of body. Why should you lament? Instead of an old body, you are getting a new one. Isn't that the simple instruction of Bhagavad Gita? Now you consider, if somebody comes and gives you, say, you are staying in a house. That house is in a terrible shape. It's old and it's not so nice. And Now if somebody comes and says, you know something? There's a new house waiting for you. That house is big and beautifully built with all kinds of facilities. Now which fool will ever say, no, I don't want to go there. I want to stay here. One develops that kind of attitude because he doesn't know that this house is not his self. He thinks that, oh, me is this house. So if I leave this house, what will happen to me? So that is our problem. We are thinking that this body is me. And that's why all this problem. The fear of death is coming from that. Oh, I have to leave this body. I'll be finished. Because I am this body, when my body is finished, I am finished. So Krishna is giving us the knowledge. Krishna is pointing out what a fool we all have been by thinking that we are this body. Don't become attached to the body. Don't become attached to the body's activities. Don't become attached to body's possession. Transcend the bodily platform and come to the spiritual platform. And when we become situated on the spiritual platform, all the problems are solved. No more problem. All the problems are coming from the fear of death. All the fear is coming from the fear of death. I have to die. What will happen? All the fears are actually stemming from that identification of the body. Identification with the body. And then what to speak of further instructions that Krishna gave. And what is the final and the sweetest instruction of Krishna? You surrender unto me and I'll take care of you. All respects. Don't worry about it. Just surrender unto me. And if you surrender unto me, I will take care of you. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. You are taking care of so many people. You are taking shelter of so many people. You are working. You have taken shelter of your boss. Although you hate him. Because he is simply exploiting you. But you have taken shelter of him. You have taken shelter of... when you are sick, you have taken shelter of the doctor. When you are in need of money, you are taking shelter of a money lender. you are always taking shelter of so many people at the time of your distress and need. So why not take shelter of me? Krishna's simple proposal. And see what happens. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Just surrender unto me. And when we surrender wholeheartedly, sincerely, then we see how Krishna is taking care. And then as we go deeper, then we see that even when we didn't surrender, Krishna took care of us. It's Krishna who gave us all the food to eat. It's Krishna who has made all these wonderful arrangements. The sun, such a wonderful arrangement. This is a world of darkness. But the sun came. Krishna arranged. Who made this arrangement? The sun. Not only the light came from sun. It is due to the sun's energy that the vegetations are growing. Vegetables, trees and plants are growing. It's due to the sun's energy that they are actually providing us the food. It is the moon that is filling all the vegetations, our edibles, fruits, vegetables, nuts. Why do they taste so good? Do the food taste nice? What is the cause? Why the food tastes so good? Because the moon is giving the nectar. The trees are collecting the nectar from the moon. Moon has the nectar. Moon is the planet of nectar. And anyone who has done any agriculture, I'm doing it now and that's why I'm learning all this. That when you plant things during the certain time of the moon's movement, they have their effect. Why? Because moon is supplying the nectar. And the vegetables, the plants and trees, they're collecting those nectars from the moon at night. And they're storing them in the fruits. The fruit has juice. What is the juice? It's nectar. A vegetable has such taste. Why? Because they have nectar. And all this is coming from the moon. See how beautifully Krishna has made all these arrangements. Even though we did not surrender to Him, but still He is taking care of us. Even though we had become inimical towards Him, Krishna is still providing us. Like yesterday we were discussing about Trinavarta. Krishna put His arm around Trinavarta's neck, and as He tightened that grip, Trinavarta suffocated and died. Now who is supplying the air? Pavandev is supplying the air. Now couldn't Krishna tell Pavandev, don't supply air to the Trinavarta. Krishna didn't have to put His arm around His neck, He would have been dead. But just for the sake of His pastimes, Krishna is doing all that. He doesn't need to put His arm around Trinavarta. He could have finished Trinavarta. He could have killed Trinavarta just by His said, "You die," immediately would have died. Just like Balaram. He took a blade of grass and touched Romaharshan Suta. He was dead. So all these demons Krishna could easily take care of. He didn't have to. I mean, with His agency, He could have taken care of. Like Prabhupada mentioned, Krishna could take care of all these demons with Durga Devi. And Durga Devi's business, Kali's business is to kill the demons. But just for the sake of His pastimes, Krishna is actually making these arrangements. It's like a drama on a stage, so that we can learn some important lesson, so that we can develop an attachment to Krishna. So that's why it is so important to hear about Krishna's pastimes. And I noticed that you have some taste for hearing. Like with a rapt attention you all are hearing now. I can see that no one is falling asleep. It's a very good sign. And it's very, very reassuring, very encouraging to me. When people fall asleep, then I feel that my class has been so boring that everyone is falling asleep. So when you don't fall asleep, that gives me some sort of encouragement. Okay, at least it's not so bad, the class. And I also notice that you love to speak. From my window, sometimes I see downstairs, all of you are so absorbed in talking. And I'm sure you're talking about Krishna. That's a very good sign. So, Shrotabhya, Kirtitabhya, and Smartabhya, remember Krishna. Naturally, when you are hearing, you are remembering Krishna. When you are speaking, you are remembering Krishna. And what to speak of when you are meditating? I know when you are taking prasad, you are meditating on Krishna. Even when you are sleeping, you are meditating on Krishna. So that is the perfection of life. Otherwise, those who don't do that, then what happens? Ayur harati je vaipumsam. By sun's rising and setting, what the sun is doing? Ayur harati, he's stealing our lifespan. One day the sun rose and sun set. What happened? Sun stole one day from your life. Another day sun rose and sun set. Another day gone like that. So ayur, in this way, sun is stealing. Harati. Harati means steal. Ayur harati vaipumsham. Krishna, the sun is stealing our ayu, life span. But for whom? Those who are not engaged in serving Krishna. But those who are engaged in serving Krishna, sun cannot touch them. Sun cannot steal their lifespan. Because they are on a different plane altogether. They are already situated on eternal span of life. That is a devotee. Now the question may arise, but the thing is that we see devotees get old, devotees get sick, devotees die. And Prabhupada is pointing out, all that is to simply make him more Krishna conscious. When you have disease and you are suffering, what should you do? You realize that how terrible this material nature is. So many times we heard that this material nature is a place of suffering, and now I am realizing that this is really a place of suffering. So do you want to stay in a place of suffering? No. So when you get disease and you are suffering, some pain here, some pain there, then what should you think? Okay, now I'm getting to see the real nature of the material nature. So let me get out of it. And what's the way to get out of it? Surrender to Krishna. And when we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will take care of us. Therefore, old age, disease and death do not touch a devotee. Death, for a devotee, death is a possibility of better service. This body has become so old. This body doesn't function properly. I cannot render service nicely with this body. So it's better I get rid of this body and get a new body to continue to serve Krishna. And what to speak of when you get a spiritual body? Then there is no more consideration of birth and death. So, do you all agree with me, what I just said? So will you act accordingly? What will you do? How will you utilize your time? How will you utilize this human form of life? By being engaged in serving Krishna, by glorifying Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, by remembering Krishna, and by rendering service unto Krishna. And if we do that, then our life will be successful. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question? The question should be written. Questions? Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is from Bhakta Das. Where is Bhakta Das? Where did you get this question from? Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept. My question is from yesterday, Srimad Bhagavatam class. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that hearing should be sufficient and proper to make progress in spiritual life. So what is sufficient hearing? How to quantify? Secondly, what are qualifications of proper hearing? The proper hearing means hearing. Proper hearing means only hear and nothing else. What are the something else can be? You're hearing, but your mind is somewhere else. You're hearing, but you're thinking about your house. Oh, what will happen at home? I forgot to lock the room while coming. So is that hearing? So the mind should be fixed on the ears. That is proper hearing. Now, no other thoughts in the mind besides what you are hearing. The hearing should be sufficient and proper to make progress in spiritual life. So the hearing, just hearing is sufficient. So what is sufficient hearing? Sufficient hearing, if you ask me, then I'll say, hear 24 hours a day. That's sufficient. Or even that is not sufficient. Because if you develop the taste for hearing, then you will feel, oh, I wish I had 48 hours a day. Why 24 hours was given to me? Sufficient hearing means realizing that the time you have is insufficient for that. The ability that you have is insufficient for that. Just as Srila Rupa Goswami is saying that when I karna kruro karambini ghatayate karnar budhibhas priham. When I hear, then I wish. When I hear about Krishna's glorification, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities, then I wish that I had millions of years. Kroda karambini. Karna kroda. Kroda means 1 crore is 10 million. And many such crores of ears I could have. So that is hearing, proper hearing. So next is Kishori Devi Dasi. Guru Maharaj ji, kal ki subah aur dopar ki class mein apne prachar ke bare mein bataya. Meri samasya ye hai ki mujhe दूसरों को बताने में संकोच होता है क्योंकि मुझे लगता है कि मैं ठीक से बोलती नहीं हूँ. मुझे ना ही ज्ञान है और बोलने में हिचकिचाहट भी होती है. अपने आप में विश्वास नहीं है और थोड़ी शर्मा भी लगते हैं, तो मैं कैसे इस समस्या से बाहर आ पाऊं? ओके, जिसके पास शर्माने का सवाल नहीं होता है उसके पास जाकर बताइए, हाँ अपने बच्चे को पास बताइए, ठीक है हाँ, तो बल्कि डांटते हुए नहीं, हाँ प्रेम से बताना, ठीक है। तो ऐसे घर से चैरिटी बिगिंस एट होम, यू स्टार्ट योर प्रैक्टिसिंग फ्रॉम होम एंड देन यू बिकम एक्सपर्ट, ठीक है। और देयर वाज अनदर सेक्शन, गुरु महाराज जी आप मुझे आशीर्वाद दीजिए कि मैं भी भक्तों की तरह इस श्रील प्रभुपाद जी के मिशन में भाग ले पाऊं। वेरी गुड, और भाग तो ले रही ही है और भाग तो दूसरे को बांट भी रहे हैं आप। थैंक यू। हरे कृष्णा, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। थैंक यू। हरे कृष्णा गौर। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।